You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tim Eisenhower, the president and co-founder of Exero. His company develops and markets Communifier, a social intranet and collaboration platform. He is also the author of Who the Hell Wants to Work for You? Certainly a catchy title, and Mr. Eisenhower, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Pleasure.
And you're more than welcome, certainly is our pleasure. So, Mr. Eisenhower, you say that employee engagement is such a pervasive problem, and everyone is talking about it. We even hear a lot about employee engagement on this program as well. How does your book aim to solve the problem of employee engagement?
Well, I think to talk about the book, I need to understand what I do for a living. So I own a software company called Exero. We developed this social intranet platform called Communifier, like you just said. And we play in a pretty competitive market. So we have to constantly figure out how to make our product addictively good so our customers are successful. And not only that, we have to make sure our employees love and own their jobs. Otherwise, we lose on both counts. So a few years ago, I began studying employee engagement. I wanted to understand how to keep our users engaged once they logged into our product, and of course, how to keep my own employees engaged in their daily work. So researching this topic, I started to realize that a lot of these employee engagement things that are being talked about are also my problems. They're also the challenges I'm trying to solve in my own company and with my own employees.
And certainly appreciate your input and laid some great foundation for the conversation. Now, what are some key mistakes leaders are making in not engaging their teams? What starts the problems?
Well, I think a lot of the problems is that, engagement does start with leadership. So I guess the ultimate problem is that leadership doesn't think it's a problem. They just don't know their employees are disengaged. However, the statistics and all of the research out there begs to differ. Most people in the U.S. don't like their jobs. So I think, that's one place to start, is to realize that it is a problem and that it should be addressed. Also, companies that do it right are mega successful companies. In the book, I talk about, the ones you've probably heard of: Google, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of these huge mega successful companies and the things that they do to engage their employees. But then there's also the companies that you've probably never heard of that are doing amazing job as well.
Some helpful information there on employee engagement and what leaders are doing in making mistakes and not engaging their teams. Good stuff there. Now, what are the basic steps to get your employees engaged and working together as a unit?
So I think to answer that question, we need to ask the question, what is employee engagement? Like, first, what is it? And as a manager or business owner, to me, engagement is the ideal relationship between the company and the employees. So if I, as a manager, have complete trust in my employees, if I trust their intentions, their abilities, their judgment, then I've done my job of engaging them. So in my book, I lay out 23 principles that all companies that have engaged employees practice. These 23 principles are built into the fabric of the company, and I organize them into three different areas. The first area is the individual, empowering the individual. What do people need to be engaged? on an individual level. Then we talk about the relationship, and this relationship part is between the boss and the employee. And we get into talking about things like, do employees feel safe to discuss their problems? Can the boss back off and let people do their work? Are these relationships authentic? And then the third part of the book is all about culture. How does your company hang together? What's different about it? Is it disjointed? Is it completely connected? People talk about startup culture a lot. Loose, friendly. But I think there are a lot of lies. We also make the distinction about the real versus the imaginary culture in companies. And you know, there's a chapter to whether there's a gap between this real and imaginary.
Today we're joined by Mr. Tim Eisenhower, the president and co-founder of Exero, that develops and markets Communifier, a social intranet and collaboration platform here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Tim, communication clearly plays a big role within any company, within business, within life. What are some effective ways to communicate with your people that will be clear and direct, but also motivating?
Sure. So communication is a huge part of engagement, and I give it a full chapter in the book. So at a very high level, to communicate and get people more engaged, you know, you need to tell them what they need to know to do their jobs well. While you're telling them and being very specific about what they need to do to be successful, you need to listen as you speak. So listening is a big part of it. You know, a lot of people just can't shut up and listen. So when you start these conversations, you want these to be multi-conversations. So you're hearing, you're getting feedback, you know, there's a dialogue. Also about communication, a lot of companies will wait to communicate with employees until the annual performance review comes around, which I think is not so good. I think you should be communicating in real time, always checking in with your employees, know what's going on, understanding the problems, the challenges that they're facing. Another part of the whole communication aspect is that you have to understand that there's three streams of communication that you need to influence. The first is company to employees. How is your company talking to employees? The second is employees to the company. Does your company allow your employees to talk back, to share their ideas? And then you have the third stream of communication that you need to influence is employee to employee. So how are they talking amongst themselves? How are they talking after hours? How are they talking to other people outside the company? And then the final thing about communication is use plain and simple language. You know, in business, we have all these different words we use to make things sound more important. You know, as you can probably tell, and as I'm talking now, I'm very straight and to the point. I don't use big words, and I suggest that, you know, you don't either. It just makes you more human and makes you more trustable.
And I certainly agree with you there, no doubt about that. Lastly, what do you hope leaders or business owners will learn about themselves from your book?
Well, I hope that business owners and leaders will learn to look at the problems they face and the challenges they see every day and reframe them. You know, most of the problems that we see, we always immediately assume that there's someone else's problems, that this engagement topic starts with someone else. I hope that people realize that the engagement starts with you. You know, if you want to have better relationships with people, you can't expect them to do that work. It starts with you. You need to start with yourself. So that's what I hope people walk away with after reading the book.
Well, Mr. Eisenhower, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on the program. Really some good insight and perspective on employee engagement, and really appreciate all the tips and points made here today. I'm sure listeners want to get further information on your company, Exero, and also the book, Who the Hell Wants to Work for You? Where can they get further details?
Sure. Yeah, so you could find my company at axerosolutions.com. That's A-X-E-R-O, solutions.com. We have tons of resources about employee engagement. We have a really popular blog with millions of readers. You can pick up the book at really any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TimEisenhower.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Eisenhower, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great remainder of your day.
Okay, thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Eisenhower, the president and co-founder of Axero, that develops and markets Communifier, a social intranet and collaboration platform. He's also the author of Who the Hell Wants to Work for You? And for further details, simply visit axerosolutions.com. And for the book, /book, all links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.